From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock, August 8th. Sports Desk Live. Here's what matters this hour. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, McKenna versus Oliha and Walsh versus Denny big fight predictions. Aaron McKenna fights Edinosa Oliha for the IBF middleweight world title at the 3 Arena in Dublin. Callum Walsh meets Tyler Denny in a dangerous test on the undercard. Watch Zuffa Boxing 10 live on Sky Sports Action at 7 p.m. and Sky Sports Main Event at 8 p.m. Experts have their say ahead of the Aaron McKenna versus Edinosa Oliha middleweight world championship clash and Callum Walsh's crucial clash with Tyler Denny, live on Sky Sports from 7 p.m. Aaron McKenna versus Edinosa Oliha, Chris Billum-Smith, former cruiserweight champion. McKenna's got so much to his game, I think. Next, second from Sky Sports. I'd rather fight Aaron for world title. Walsh dismisses Stevie McKenna call out. Callum Walsh isn't interested in fighting Stephen McKenna unless it's for the world title. He thinks an all-Irish showdown without a world title on the line doesn't make sense, especially when his brother Aaron is fighting for the IBF middleweight title against Edinosa Oliha this Saturday. Walsh believes Stephen should focus on avenging his sole loss to Lee Cutler instead of calling him out. Walsh is confident in his own abilities and thinks he's already at a higher level than Stephen McKenna. If Aaron wins the world title, Walsh says he'll fight him, but for now he's focused on taking down Tyler Denny on Saturday's card. Up next, third from Sky Sports. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Ascot stages Sugar Cup meeting. EBT's guard looks to retain his Sugar Cup mile crown at Ascot on Saturday, but faces some dangerously handicapped types with Ozat and Bullet Point leading the challenge. We also have competitive flat action from Lingfield Park. Live on Sky Sports Racing from 1.35 p.m. We have a busy day's racing on Saturday with flat action from Ascot and Lingfield Park. Live on Sky Sports Racing, 4:30 Ascot. Consistent pair EBT's guard and Cerulean Bay fancied the closing Dubai Duty Free Sugar Cup mile is a belter with consistent duo EBT's guard and Cerulean Bay among a field of 10. And then, fourth from BBC Sport Football. Life is a wag in the transfer window. Owen was on the phone to the manager and his agent while I was in labor. They waited for me to give birth, and then he went out on loan pretty much as soon as I was out of hospital. Owen Dale's loan deal wasn't to a local club, but to Portsmouth, a city more than 200 miles away. His partner Jessica Beaumont had never even been there, and the pair had only just got the keys to a house they had bought. They would end up staying in it for just one night. Since living together, we've moved 5 times in 5 years, says Jessica. You have to be prepared for anything in the transfer window. Next, fifth from MMA Fighting. PFL Charlotte results. Brian Battleedge's split decision over Dalton Rasta to score first PFL win. Brian Battle finally broke his UFC drought on home soil, slipping past Dalton Rasta by split decision after a grueling 15-minute war. Both fighters stayed cautious. The crowd grew restless, but Battle's late surge earned the 29-28, 28-29, 29-28 verdict. The win follows Battle's earlier loss to Johnny Eblen, and he used the moment to tell Charlotte fans the Butcher wasn't about to go down in his own backyard. He promised to stay active and keep delivering for the hometown crowd. Elsewhere on the card, Simeon Powell, Aaron Jeffrey, Lewis McGrillan, and Josh Frem all secured victories, while Dennis Goltsov, Chaden Lealoha, Cheyenne Bowers, Landry Ward, Bruno Capolozza, Jonathan Martin, Maxwell Jantunana, and Trey Waters added their own wins by decision or stoppage. Up next, sixth from PFT Alt. Josh Allen still feels guilty about Sean McDermott's firing. The Bills dismissed Sean McDermott after a divisional round overtime loss to Denver, closing the final head coach vacancy of the 2026 cycle. Quarterback and then, seventh from Awful Announcing. Cumulus Media on KNBR letting go of Greg Papa amid health battle. We're not able to comment on the specifics of his departure. KNBR recently let go of Greg Papa, a longtime Bay Area broadcaster and the lead play-by-play voice of the San Francisco 49ers, along with Papa and Silver co-host Greg Silver as part of a midday shakeup that features the return of veteran host John Lund. This is while Papa has been battling a number of health issues, including rehabbing two collapsed lungs that resulted from a bone marrow transplant earlier this year, but he explained last week that he hoped to continue doing his radio show. The decision by KNBR to let go of Papa led to plenty of criticism and questions. Next, 8th from PFT Alt. Mark Wilf. Our family intends to be part of the Vikings for a very, very long time. The Wilfs have owned the Vikings for 21 years. They don't plan to end their tenure anytime soon. Earlier this year, local speculation emerged that the Wilfs could sell based on a massive drop in spending from 2025 to 2026. The team quickly got the word out that it's not and won't be for sale. The business side of it is not what got us into the Minnesota Vikings, co-owner Mark Wilf told reporters on Thursday. We love football. Up next, 9th from The Guardian Sport. AFL boss Craig Drummond apologizes over Geelong concussion waiver. The club went too far. Craig Drummond, the AFL commission chair and former Geelong president, is apologizing for the concussion waiver deal between the Cats and player Jake Kolajczyk. This deal was approved back in 2024 when Drummond was still on the club's board. He's acknowledging the mistakes made in this situation and is stepping aside from any involvement in the AFL's assessment of the case. The incident has raised concerns about player safety and the handling of concussion protocols. And then, 10th from Awful Announcing. Purdue AD admits his Indiana insult was bad. I knew it the second it left my mouth. Tommy McClellan's introduction as Purdue's new athletic director was already off to a rocky start after he made a comment about Indiana during his press conference. He said, "If you don't want to win championships, go to Indiana," which drew criticism online, especially since the Hoosiers had just won a national title 8 months prior. McClellan appeared on the Pat McAfee show to clear his name, saying he knew his comment was off base the moment it left his mouth. He tried to spin it as a message to Purdue's fan base, but the damage was already done. Purdue's football program has struggled, going 3-21 over the past 2 years, so McClellan's comment only added to the pressure. He'll need to turn things around if he wants to avoid becoming a footnote in Purdue history. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.